This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. But tonight, we're going to add to that list all the National Guardsmen, all the power company, all the telephone company, all the volunteers that are out there getting ready in my state, Florida, for Ian, which is forecast to be a major hurricane when it comes ashore here somewhere in the state of Florida. So good luck, guys and gals. Our thoughts and prayers are with each and every one of you. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road truck drivers, and there's plenty of them coming into Florida right now with much-needed supplies. The 18-wheel men and women out there, drivers going coast to coast, border to border. Plus, don't forget the bulk mail carriers, too. That would be Felix and the gang. And, of course, they're out there hauling the mail because they're going to get caught up in this, and I guarantee you won't see a mail delivery for a day or two when it gets really, really bad out there, probably Wednesday and Thursday is my guess. We'll see. I could be wrong, but we'll see, because we know the saying, neither rain nor sleet nor hail nor... Yeah, right. Okay. How about a 100-mile-an-hour wind? Now, suicide jockeys, of course, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel as well, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our drivers out there who are listening to us, and thanks very much for that. Now, you can check us out on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and we're there as Captain's America, Captain with an S in the middle, America, all lowercase. And finally, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things we have to offer. And you'll see the links there to different things that will be able to help you out. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Hour number two, and ready for the pledge again. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we always like to remind you about that. Now, of course, here we go again, right? We've got Ian, which is forming, transforming, I guess you could use the word, because it was kind of disorganized when it came into the slot. Ran into a little of a cluster, if you will. But now it's just absolutely, it looks like it's intensifying very quickly. And it's moving towards the western part of Cuba. It's not going to go over the mountains, anything like that. So there's nothing really to impede this, correct?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And these different forecast model tracks Most of them have it going through the area of the west coast of Florida, and this is some are south of Tampa, some are on Tampa, some are a little bit north of Tampa, and some are over towards the panhandle. One of them sort of heads out over central Florida and out to the Atlantic Ocean, but it seems to me that the majority of these tracks have it going in that general direction of heading for the west coast. So you just have to be ready, and you have to be watching this literally, moment by moment.
Yeah, I'm watching this as it spins as it comes in, and right now it's on a path that Charlie took a few years ago. I wasn't here living at the time, so I didn't really, I was not a little, sorry, I'll get this right in a minute. I wasn't living full-time here at the time because we still were commuting back and forth, but I believe it was 2005, I think. But anyway, Hurricane Charlie, this thing is now, believe it or not, getting close to the path that Charlie had, but I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. Well, anyway, let's talk about this one. This is a humdinger. A clear majority of President Joe Biden's own Democratic Party, 56% of the registered voters registered a Democrat, want the party to nominate a new candidate in the 2024 presidential election, according to the latest poll by the Washington Post and ABC News. Now, just 35% of registered Democrat voters and Democrat-leaning independents want Biden to run again in the next presidential election. This is a flashing alarm for the midterm Democrats, all of them.
Well, sure it is, and they'll stick with the quote party line until after the midterms, Captain. They have their own internal polling. They know that people are not going to want to support Joe Biden from the Democrat Party, that is, in 2024. But the midterm shellacking that we expect, to what degree that is, will give them that political cover they need to be able to start talking seriously in public about who was going to be the standard bearer.
If this becomes a one-issue campaign, and it very likely can, they're done. They're finished. Democrats.
That's right. That's right.
The same applies to the Republicans, too, by the way.
Well, that's right. Jen Psaki, I think, was also recently saying that if it literally becomes a referendum on Joe Biden, then it becomes a huge problem for the Democrats. Yeah.
Sure, because they'll look past 2022 to 2024, and nobody's going to like what they see, and they're going to go, uh-oh. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we are coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to bring Jeff into the picture here. Jeff from Sarasota did such a fine job on Saturday. We'll let him do this. See what happens. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And like I told you last hour, Jeff did a great job down there at the gun show in Sarasota. I appreciate him so much doing that for us. And he says, "I have a spot. I'd like to do it again." Well, you'll have an opportunity again, I'm sure. There, Jeff. Now, I'll tell you what, folks. You've heard me talk about Relief Factor, and I talk about it because I believe in it, I take it, and it works. Pretty solid, right? Well, I'm solid when I tell you about it. Now, you can start the three-week quick start by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try the three-week quick start, costs $19.95. That's about a dollar a day to get it started. And I'm sure you'll find out, as I found out, and many tens of thousands of other people have found out, that the product works. It does what it says it's going to do. Now, if you've got back pain, maybe got a little neck pain, maybe your wrist is bothering you, your ankle's bothering you, your foot's bothering you, how about your knee? How about your leg? Then you should try this product. And the reason why it works is pretty simple. It's because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And this product helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling. It will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going straight to the source. I know this because it does that for me. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So give it a shot. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com /captains. Because as Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. Okay, for all of my veterans that are out there here in Florida, especially the Tampa Bay area, the Congressman Bill Young VA Medical Center, Monday, September 26th through Thursday, September 29th, will be closed. Now, they're doing this in preparation for the storm. It extends to their emergency department as well. Now, North Pinellas and St. Petersburg VA clinics will be closed Wednesday, September 28th, and Thursday, September 29th. Meanwhile, Sarasota, Bradenton, Port Charlotte VA clinics will close Wednesday on September 28th and be open after the storm passes. Now, at this time, there doesn't appear to be any impact to the Naples or Sebring VA facilities or the Lee County Health Care Center either. But out of an abundance of caution for the safety of our veterans and staff, Paul M. Russo, the director and CEO of the Bay Pines VA, says that he made the decision to close these locations just in case. Okay? Very good. If you have any questions, you can call them at 877-741-3400, 877-741-3400. Okay. Mr. Kyle, back to you. How about Nancy Pelosi, your favorite neighbor, right?
right.
She got booed at a music festival somewhere in California. Now, this doesn't bode well for the Democrats running in November, that they would stand up there and boo old Nancy.
Well, as a matter of fact, no, it doesn't bode well. And I believe, though, it was the New York City's Global Citizen Music Festival.
It was New York City?
In New York City, exactly. And so she came onto the stage and was introduced, and yes, that's right, she got booed. And so this is really very telling, I think, Captain, because certainly Nancy Pelosi is in line with so many of the far left, you know, policies and so forth, climate change and what have you. That would be right up the alley of the Global Citizen Music Festival, one might think, just judging by its name. But, Captain, people are also seeing that they're having some pretty hard times now. They're looking ahead. It doesn't look like inflation is transitory the way they were told just a few short months ago. And so Nancy Pelosi, perhaps to them and those some of those people in attendance, represents the problem.
Well, let me explain to you what's going on here in the case of Joe Biden, because there's like a rapid succession here of hits against him. Biden's White House press secretary, little old Frenchie, said the Dems know they will lose if the midterms end up being about one thing.
Right. I think Jen Psaki had something similar to say, right? If it becomes a referendum on Joe Biden, then they know that they're in trouble. This is why they want to talk 24/7 about Trump and Mar-a-Lago and January 6th and the Letitia James lawsuit in New York and all this stuff.
How about
Trump
Putin?
And Trump. And Putin as well, somehow. And, yeah. And of course, we wouldn't have had Trump if it wasn't for Putin.
How about this one? And this is what White House National Security Advisor, forgot his name, Jake Sullivan, right? This is what he had to say yesterday. Joe Biden, President Biden, is unsure if Russia fits the state sponsor of terrorism designation.
Well, that's interesting because you hear a lot of administration people talking about the idea of state sponsor of terrorism. They really want to designate Russia as such. But here we go again, Captain. The president, you know, either they designate them as a state sponsor of terrorism or they don't, but the president has to know what the policy is, and certainly he would be driving that policy, similar to whether or not he would know if we're going to jump into a war with China if they happen to invade Taiwan tomorrow.
Speaking of China, that leads me to where VP Harris is going. She's going to South Korea, to Seoul. And ahead of her visit, the little short fat guy over there in North Korea fired a second ballistic missile ahead of the vice president's visit. Isn't that nice?
Well, sure. These things are done in order to posture. A lot of that is for local consumption as well. So
you know, I just thought of a joke for that.
What's that?
He was listening to a version of Come On Baby, Light My Fire.
Well, who knows? But, yeah, exactly. Well, but a lot of that is, too, so that they can tell the North Koreans our glorious leader is, you know, perfecting these missiles, and they were one day going to take over the world or something, or stop the evil United States or stuff like that. But also what it does, too, is it also demonstrates that, hey, you know, we don't really care who's in the White House at this point. We don't really have any real reason to either negotiate or to sort of, you know, not do these things. Under Trump, of course, it was a different story, and perhaps even under different American presidents, it's been a very different story. But Biden is just demonstrating that he is not really got his hand on the tiller here.
Okay. Eric is asking a whole bunch of questions. He needs to call the VA at the number I gave and ask his own questions and get answers. I just read the statement. I'm not going to get into it with a statement. I got too much stuff going on here. Now, U.S. soldiers are going to prison. Both of these soldiers were stationed at Fort Hood and were caught coming across the Mexican border with two people in their trunk as they tried to bring him illegally into America back in 2021. They are not the only soldiers in the pipeline being tried, I might add.
Well, right. Well, you know, anybody who's going to aid and abet illegal entry into the country, that's a big problem.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the phone line real quick, Pat Gammon. Bob, what is it?
Yes, sir. On a different tack, what does Kyle think the chances of their overthrowing the guy in Iran, as they've had a lot of demonstrations and stuff. And the second question I wanted to ask you is, what is the storm surge going to be around to Tampa Bay? Do you have any idea?
I can. Hold on. Okay. All right. Thanks. Number one, the storm surge, they don't have an exact number yet, but they've been throwing around numbers up to 7 feet. That's that one. But we don't know if that's going to be what's going to happen or not. These are just projected things from 2 feet to 7 feet. We did see that. Okay, Kyle, you go over the other one.
Yeah, this is really interesting, Backgammon and Bob. You know, we're seeing these protests that sprung up in Iran. I in terms of the chance of there being some sort of overthrow or revolution, I think at this moment it'd be slim to none. But it is something that can grow, and certainly you're finding that the people in Iran realize that they may have more power than they think they do at this point.
Right. Okay, hold that thought. And speaking of power, we'll be right back with some power of our own. And we'll be talking about Tulsi Gabbard when we come back. And is something up with China and its president, Xi? There may be, according to retired Air Force Brigadier General Blaine Holt. We'll get into that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting.
Former President Trump faces a number of investigations, including a sweeping fraud lawsuit in New York State against him, his company, and his children, alleging they routinely overvalued their assets. Attorney General Letitia James citing more than 200 false and misleading valuations. Here's a prediction from ABC News Chief Legal Affairs Analyst Dan Abrams.
I would expect that that case is going to settle for much less than what she's asking for.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre is still denying any wrongdoing as federal authorities probe alleged welfare fraud in Mississippi, connected to funding for sports facilities at his alma mater, Southern Miss. ABC's Elwin Lopez has an update on Favre's charity scandal.
The three-time MVP has repaid more than $1 million, but the state says he still owes more than $220,000 in interest, and a Milwaukee sports radio station has now pressed the pause button on Favre's appearances.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Now, as far as I know, and I haven't heard from Dr. Bill yet, but I probably will today because I'm one of those people that has an appointment with him Wednesday at 1 o'clock. So I may not have that appointment if things hold true with all the things that are going on here in the Tampa St. Pete area, starting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But you can check Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, Dr. Bill Spiropoulos, and he is a former Navy doctor. And a good one. And he specializes in wound care of the leg and the foot. He specializes in diabetic foot care and limb salvage, general podiatry, and a process that if you don't know about it, you need to find out about it, called hyperbaric oxygen. And he's a certified user of it. Between that and the other stuff that he's done for me, he saved my left leg. Period. Because I was told they were going to have to remove it at the ankle. And just said, no, that's not going to happen. So Dr. Bill was my last resort, if you will. So all you got to do to find out more, and if you're in that position, it's not a good one. You know what I mean. Give them a call at 727-896-4615. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Tell them the captain sent you, and have a good time talking to our friend Stacy, because Stacy's just a ball of fire, and you'll love it when you get a chance to meet her. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, obviously, all eyes in our area are on the weather, and we do have this storm, which, by the way, the winds on Tropical Storm Ian right now are 5 miles shy of a Category 1 hurricane, correct?
That's exactly right. According to the National Hurricane Center, right now, Tropical Storm Ian looks like it's got sustained winds of 70 miles per hour at this moment.
Right. And, of course, I will say that we definitely have a problem in this country. But if you think we got a problem, wait till you hear what's going on in China. Retired Air Force Brigadier General Blaine Holt, who is an expert on China, gave an issue of response to the rumors reports of an attempted coup against the two-term leader in China. And he said, and I quote, "Something is up, but we don't know what that something is."
You know, this started over the weekend, and there were some reports of officials either going back to Beijing or a convoy
disappearing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, also a convoy going towards Beijing. Again, all that is in the rumor mill, basically. At least the last reports that I saw, of course, there was nothing confirmed, but that also that President Xi had been put under house arrest. So these were some pretty significant stories, but again, not confirmed, and whether or not something is afoot in China, it will remain to be seen. But there are also the stories, Captain, about some of the flights and so forth being canceled out of Beijing. Some of them seem to be, but others seem to be flying as normal. So we just don't know at this point.
That is absolutely true, and when we find something out a little bit more concrete, we'll mention it. But just the mention of this is enough to make you wonder. Okay, Tulsi Gabbard, we all know who she is, right?
Oh, yeah, Tulsi Gabbard's great.
I got to give her credit. She hit the nail right on the head again. Wait till you hear this one. "The moral rot and corrosion in the USA needs to be fixed."
Well, wholeheartedly agree. We're watching a deterioration that seems to be orders of magnitude greater than anybody ever thought in the past when similar sorts of things have been raised. You know, this is bad, this is going to destroy our society and so forth. But it seems like, Captain, you've got some people who are just going so far over the deep end. Not just in terms of, you know, we don't like capitalism anymore, that kind of stuff, because we've always had those people, but other things where somehow we're supposed to believe bizarre things. And if you don't say that you believe in these bizarre kinds of things, then you're going to get canceled.
Well, I got a way to do this. How about if we just destroy the moral rot and corrosion in the USA? Let's just destroy it. Never mind fixing it. Let's just destroy it. These people who want to destroy our beautiful country, our beautiful America, that are committing sedition against our country, let's start charging these people for this.
Well, in a country, Captain, where in many cases parents who have showed up at school board meetings are suddenly referred to essentially as domestic terrorists.
That's a bunch of bull, and you know it.
Well,
and by the way, the courts decided on the side of the parents.
Well, of course, but when those kinds of accusations and those words are used, it's a real big indicator that something is going horribly wrong in our society.
Mm-hmm. Now, Representative Stefanik was charged with having issues between the Democratic and the Republican Party and the media and this, that, and the other. And claims of party division were surfacing and this, that, and the other. That was a bunch of garbage. Again, don't believe what you hear from the blue communist, democratic, socialist, communist media. Don't believe what you hear?
Well, we often hear, Captain, that the Democrats generally want to put on to everybody else what they themselves are doing. But if you look at the Democrat Party...
All right, wait. Hold. We've had a little bit of a switch here with the storm right now. Yes, it's going to turn to the right. Yes, it's going to be out in the Gulf. Yes, it's going to brush the coastline. There's definitely going to be tropical force winds here, maybe some hurricane winds on the outer islands. But now... it looks like Miami is going to feel the brunt of this. Not the direct hit, but it's going to be on the right side of the storm. As the storm comes up the coastline, it's going to dump a lot of rain in an area that can't stand it.
That is very significant. Again, yeah, all over
this just
Florida.
Now popped up on the television screen.
Yeah, so again, very, very significant. No matter where you are, you have to be prepared. You have to watch very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Things can change on a dime.
Now, the midterm numbers look bad for the Democrats. They look good for the Republicans and exceedingly strong for former President Donald Trump's potential 2024 presidential campaign, according to the latest McLaughlin & Associates poll that was released on Friday. This is one of the polls that can either be really right or can be really wrong.
Well, sure. Well, right now, of course, the idea, for lack of a better term, grudge match 2024 is something that would be very high up in the public consciousness right now. And so they're looking at, again, those clear choices we often talk about. The clear choice of whether or not things were better before Biden got here.
I got one for you from Liz Cheney, and we'll finish the segment with this. Despite the proclamations from the media that Liz Cheney's platform would be larger than ever after she got blasted in Wyoming's Republican primary, that hasn't materialized. Instead, Cheney has been completely marginalized to ranting at obscure conferences and posting fan fiction on the January 6th Twitter account. Now, Carrie Lake, the gubernatorial candidate from Arizona, the Republican, has blasted her into oblivion. How do you like that?
Well, I think it's a real lesson, right? And that is, don't make your shtick about one thing. And
Cherry ate her lunch.
That. Well, of course.
Yep,
of course.
She literally buried her with her own words.
But she went down this political road where she literally put all of her eggs in one basket and decided to be, she's the anti-Trump person. And so it's like a one-trick pony type deal.
All right, I'll finish with this, and I thought it was done, but I'm not. Rihanna is going to take center stage at the February Super Bowl halftime show, and she's quite an entertainer and puts on quite a show and is very provocative, I might add, with some of what she does, but I guess that's the latest thing.
Well, I'm sure she will put on a pretty good show.
She'll be the Janet Jackson of 2022.
Right. Well, we understand that back in 2019, she was asked to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show, but she declined out of solidarity with Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. See? Even you can't say his name, and he played for your state. All right. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. Got lots more coming your way. And, yeah, we're going to get back into this. And, Eric, I'm going to read that statement during the veterans segment. Again, I'm going to read that press release word for word during the veterans statement. And I'm not going to add anything to it, nor am I going to try to. So you can hear what it says. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch comes right back.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all. Thank you.
Everybody, that's none other than Genesis. That is the Genesis song, by the way, too, Kyle. I Can't Dance. Remember that one?
That's right. Yeah, that's one from one of my favorite Genesis albums, by the way, called We Can't Dance. Came out around 1991. That song released, I think, December of 91. And a real cool Genesis track, real open track, with that Rhodes piano, electric piano comes in. It's just very cool.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you get started out west because you don't have a lot of stuff, and we just got a new track of this storm that came in, and it's not looking all that great for my area, but go ahead.
Well, Captain, we do have a heat advisory to tell our friends and our drivers and truckers about. If you're coming into Southern California over the next couple of days, you've definitely got excessive heat warnings throughout most of the Palm Springs area, Indio, up through Riverside, Los Angeles, up towards Santa Clarita, down towards San Diego. You have heat advisories. So be careful out there. We got had a little bit of rain in New Mexico last hour, but it looks like that is kind of dissipating a little bit, breaking up, but still west, pardon me, east of Alamogordo. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we have somewhat of a new track that's coming out there. This is another projection that just popped up here about 5 minutes ago. The tropical storm, which is going to be a hurricane in the next report, I'm absolutely sure of that because it's only 5 miles shy of that. As a matter of fact, since yesterday morning, the wind speeds have increased by some, 25 miles an hour. So I'm not going to be surprised when I hear the word hurricane mentioned in the next report that comes at 5 o'clock. But here's the thing. The storm has now compressed itself with the tracks. They're all centering in and agreeing that we're pretty much looking for the area from Crystal River up towards Weeki Wachee, Homosassa up in there is where this thing's going to come ashore. However, here's the catch. It's going to start skipping the shoreline with hurricane force winds and possibly going in onshore a little bit for the area from not Fort Myers, but from Venice and down there in Englewood, and then come up the shoreline and get a little bit more into it as it approaches Bradenton, Tampa Bay, and then it's going to like dissolve after it does whatever it's going to do in Tampa Bay, because it looks like as if the way that thing is headed, it's really going to pound the hell out of the areas I mentioned down south of Tampa Bay, as well as Tampa Bay, and there's going to be a storm surge associated with this. Now, I'm not saying anything that's not there, but I don't want to speculate because there's too much that could go wrong. But, folks, you really have to be prepared for this. If you're anywhere along our 14 county listening area, if you're anywhere along that, up in the Nature Coast, down in the Sun Coast, here in the Tampa Bay area, you've got to get prepared today. You've got to. You can't put this off anymore.
That's exactly right. Now is the time. It's no more time to waste at all.
No. And Eric is talking about Omerton Road. You wouldn't recognize Omerton Road today, Eric. You wouldn't recognize it. Okay, so that's the problem that we have right now with what I'm looking at. And they have changed the track. It is going to be more to the east, so it's going to do more damage starting a little bit further up the line than what they were talking about, Naples and whatnot. That's now not necessarily going to happen. There's going to be plenty of rain down there, but Miami is going to get whacked out of this, too, because of the path that it's taking, and they're just going to get dumped on. So, Leo, I hope you got your car full of gas and you stay in high ground, right?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, and then tell us, first of all, about who sponsors the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, even though we had to talk about the storm. Go ahead.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at pilotflyingj.com. Yes, I'll get it right. I was going to say Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, and you can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. They sponsor the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on gas between now and October 31st. Join the Drivers Club and get special rewards and offers and earn points starting today, pilotflyingj.com. And you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
You betcha, and we will talk to you tomorrow night, and we are going to be busier tomorrow night than we were tonight, and I know we're going to be prepared because that's what we're doing. We're getting all our ducks lined up in a row here. I've got a stack of papers and things beside me here that I'll be going through tomorrow night that are closed. And, oh, by the way, check your local school district. The kids are going to have a couple of days off.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be ready.
All right, Kyle, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate our next guest, too. She's going to be coming on right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Did you see the latest track that popped up 5 minutes ago?
I haven't seen the one 5 minutes ago, no.
It's coming closer to shore, and it's going to be skipping the shoreline down there about Charlotte County and Sarasota County, all the way up to Tampa Bay before it pretty much gets rid of its big-time hurricane-force winds and then becomes a big-time tropical storm with a lot of rain as it goes north of Tampa and comes ashore around a Crystal River.
Yeah, I saw that it would come up by between just like Steinhatchee and north of there, so... But we still don't know how far offshore it's going to be.
It's not going to be offshore. It's going to be pretty much hanging to the shoreline. And if it stays the course that we're talking about, it'll actually be going over a fair ways. I'm not going to say how far because I can't tell how far that is on a map of no legend. But it's going to be going over a fair ways inland, not quite all the way to 75, but close.
Yeah, well, let's hope it just go straight.
There are some that have it going straight right up into the panhandle, but all but about three have it making that curve. And some were even predicting a curve was going to be earlier, but I don't know. We'll see. But you're prepared, and as I was telling everybody, one of the things people forget about is the toilet. You need to take your bathtub and fill it full of water and have a pail standing by.
Why?
Because the toilet won't work without it. If you lose the power, the pumps go down, and you ain't got no water coming from the source. Had it happen many times in the city. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back. Right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. So we'll have a little minor discussion about that. But that is, unfortunately, part of the problem that you have in the modern-day world in which we live. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.